This is AM 910, KNEW, Oakland. We now resume programming with K101 with more of the best mix of the 80s and 90s.
What's your question this evening?
Well, my mom is taking some classes, and we're planning to move to Arizona. I'm in the biotechnology field and planning on seeking employment in Arizona.
Great.
Do you see our plans coming true by chance?
Yes. It looks excellent. Absolutely excellent. And the career choice that you have made is it's like a frontier. It's just going to be exploding wide open.
Oh, wow.
And so this was a very good choice on your part.
Oh, thanks.
Yes, you're going to be very, very thrilled with that. This won't be your last move, though, but this is going to be a good starting place for you.
So it sounds good.
It sounds better than good. It sounds excellent. Okay, Christine?
Oh, thank you.
Well, thank you for calling us tonight at K101. And from San Francisco, we have Scott. Hi, Scott.
Yes, hi, Sammy. I'm delighted that you're able to take my call this evening.
Well, thank you.
Mine is a career question, and
okay.
Maybe I should ask the question first and then just briefly give you the background.
Okay.
The question is, when in my life will I achieve the type of career success and satisfaction that I've worked so hard to get? I've been a lawyer for 16 years, and I want to continue being a lawyer. The challenges that I've had here in San Francisco, where I practiced for the last 14 of those 16 years, have included a number of things, but primarily it's because of the glut of attorneys,
mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of competition. I did not grow up here and did not go to school here, so I was never well connected to begin with, and also I'm a member of a minority group.
Okay. Well, it looks like that you're staying right here, so I don't see any of that discouraging you. It also looks like that to reach your optimum success, you're looking at 4 years. And it also looks like, is it that you're getting ready to do something that is going to be a departure from actually doing law? And it looks like you're going to be doing some type of charity work, community work, something along those lines.
Well, that's very important to me. And, thank you very much.
Well, thank you. And we need a lot more people like you. So thank you.
Thank you, Sammy. Bye now.
Bye-bye. Thanks for calling K101. From San Rafael, we have Amy. Hi.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm so excited.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you. I appreciate you calling.
Thank you. Sammy, my question is, I am like in this love triangle. I've been in it for many years now. And it's just, I keep adding men to my life, and I can never get rid of ex-boyfriends or future boyfriends. And I just was wondering, am I ever going to find somebody that I really want to be with and I spend time with? Is it one of them that I'm dating now, or is it going to be someone new?
Do you know how many women you have out there right now who just hate you?
They're
going, we're trying to find one, and this woman is collecting them like blue chip stamps.
I've lived here 3 years.
Oh, now don't be rubbing it in. Don't be rubbing it in.
And this is a really bad area for to find men anyway, but...
I know, that's why I say don't rub it in.
I know.
We won't give out your last name or your address. You're safe.
Okay.
It does look like that there is a new relationship coming around. It looks like you're looking at right around between January and February time frame.
Uh-huh.
And that's going to be the keeper. And so you'll be able to turn these other fellas loose and make them available to the rest of these poor gals
because
out there.
Because they're very nice men, all of them. And they're, like, totally in love with me. And they wanted, like, a commitment, like, getting married and stuff like that.
And you're just not ready.
I'm not ready. I just don't feel it.
Exactly. And that will change when the right guy comes in, and that's coming up soon. And so you'll be able, like I said, turn these poor guys loose.
Is he from this area? Could you say that?
He's a little bit north from here. I would say you're probably looking at Marin, what do you call it? Marin,
Napa, Sonoma,
Napa.
Petaluma.
Yeah. Right in that area.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Thanks, Amy, for calling K101.
Career. Relationships. You're listening to Sammy the Psychic on K101.
Hi, welcome back. This is Sammy, and we have from Napa, Roberta. Hi.
Hi. I was out of work for a little while, and I'm back to work now, and I'm just wondering if my finances are going to work out.
Yes, they are. They are, because, you know, what I'm seeing, you're not acting like they don't exist. You're saying, okay, this is real life now. And I am seeing you budgeting and all of that hard work that you're putting towards, you know, putting your house in order, if you will, is going to pay off, and you should have everything pretty much caught up by March.
Oh, good.
Okay, so you're going to be a little bit ahead of your budget schedule, so you'll do fine.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Roberta, for calling K101. From Castro Valley, we have Hillary. I'm sorry.
Okay.
How are you tonight?
Oh, pretty good. How are you?
Good.
I have a question about romance.
Okay.
My boyfriend and I have been together for about 8 months,
mm-hmm.
and it's been a real rocky 8 months. We're fighting about money and spending time together, and now we have to split up and move to separate places, and I'm moving down to the Central Valley, and he's staying here,
mm-hmm.
and I just want to know if there's any future for us.
For you two?
Yes.
No. I think you knew that at the moment that you've decided to make your move.
Yeah, it was a hard decision, but...
Very hard.
Yeah.
Very hard. But you'll be happy that you made it. It's the appropriate one for you.
Yeah.
Okay, Hillary, thanks for calling us tonight at K101.
1-800-800-1013. Discover what choices and decisions you'll face in the future with Sammy the Psychic on K101.
Hi, this is K101's Don Blue. What's the secret to a successful career? You've probably noticed it's not always the smartest or even the hardest working people who make the big career leaps. Sometimes it's just a matter of being in the right place at the right time. Your big break could be as easy as a visit to the K101 Career Fair. On Tuesday, September 1st, K101 and Interim Services will bring you face-to-face with dozens of potential employers who are looking for qualified people at all levels.
Join us at the South San Francisco Convention Center to meet with Northern California companies like UPS, Big Five Sporting Goods, and Noah's Bagels.
For more information about the companies who will be there, or to get hours and directions to the K101 Career Fair, call 415-777-K101, extension JOB. Presented by Interim Services, offering complete personnel services to corporations and individuals.
Every day there are still shoes to buy for the kids, piano lessons, mortgage payments. Life goes on. Bread for the table, tires for the car, soccer balls, and crisp white uniform shirts. But what if suddenly things are different? What if you're not there to take care of things anymore? Neither is your paycheck. Well, a while ago, you did something that turned out to be a little easier than you thought it would be. You met with an Allstate agent about life insurance. So now you're prepared for the shoes, lessons, mortgages, and bread ahead. If you already have an Allstate agent, you already know. Allstate Life will be there for your family, even if you can't. If you don't have an Allstate agent yet, stop by an office in your neighborhood. Or find an Allstate agent at Allstate.com. Allstate Life Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois. In New York, Allstate Life Insurance Company of New York, Farmingville, New York. Being in good hands is the only place to be.
It's back to school time. here is...
Let's go shopping for Levi's.
Adidas.
Nike and...
Lee.
They say...
Come on, Mom, now.
And I say the only place we're going is JCPenney for their national brand guarantee. If I find the same national brand item for less somewhere else, JCPenney will refund the difference. So, my daughter says.
Great, then we'll have money left over for ice cream.
I say don't count on it, but I do have some broccoli for you back home. JCPenney, I love your store. See store for details.
Hello?
Hi, is this Greg?
Yeah.
Hi, Greg, it's Ben and Jerry from Ben and Jerry's. We just wanted to call and thank you and your wife for the great letter. And
what's the news with regard to your little kid?
On the way.
Incredible. So I hear rumor that you have, like, certain flavors that you give your wife depending on what mood she's in. Is this true?
And she sends you out to go shopping?
Oh, yeah. She sends me out. I'm going to take my cell phone with me. I have to call out the different kinds of Ben & Jerry's, too.
That's a good system. Wait a minute. I like that.
That's really good, because then she doesn't have to think ahead of time of what she might want, and she gets a report directly from the store. Boy, what a great idea.
What a great husband.
Yeah.
Great for you, but when it's 2 o'clock in the morning and I'm tired.
Ben & Jerry's, Vermont's finest ice cream, frozen yogurt, and sorbet. Find it at your local retailer or Ben & Jerry's Scoop Shop.
We're talking to businesses that shop smart and final, and today we're with Cookie McCoy, head cook and food wrangler for Cookie's Steak Corral.
Home of the 10-gallon steak.
Cookie, your portions are huge. Is that why you shop at Smart & Final?
Hey, everything here is cowboy size, but that's just one reason why I rustle grub up at Smart & Final.
Oh, you actually cook on a full-size chuck wagon right in the middle of the Steak Corral.
Who got to? When folks come to Cookie's, they come with a big appetite. Uh-huh. Some ain't ate for 3 days.
No wonder you like the quick and easy shopping at Smart & Final.
Yeah, you're darn tootin'. At Smart & Final, I can get in, round up what I need, and hit the trail.
Quicker than those slow-moving warehouse clubs?
Oh, them clubs are like being in the middle of a cattle drive. Moo!
Been there, done that, huh, Cookie?
If you're in business or just busy, come to Smart & Final. Easy to get in, easy to get out, easy to shop, easy to save. This Labor Day, save on 3-pound ground beef chub. Just 99 cents a pound with your Smart Advantage card. Smart & Final, the choice is easy.
For everyone who ever marched to the beat of a different drummer, the smash hit returns. Stomp.
Oh, it was totally creative. The imagination, the spirit of the people was just wonderful.
Excellent. First time I've seen it, gets better every time.
The second time I've seen it, it was fantastic.
Stomp is the best show I've ever seen in my entire life.
In New York, they called it a surefire crowd pleaser with a rock and roll heart. In London, they called it pure fun.
It was great. This is the second time that I've been to this show, and I had to bring my friends because it was so much fun.
I was dancing in the eyes. I don't know how anybody could sit there with so much rhythm going.
Stomp is totally a gift to the planet. It changed my whole aura. I'm not the same.
It's pure entertainment with more bang for the buck than any show in memory. See what all the noise is about. Stomp.
Limited engagement at San Francisco's Golden Gate Theater, September 8th through September 27th. For tickets, call Vance.
KNEW Oakland, KIOI San Francisco.
This is K101's Terry King, and Parkinson's disease affects people as early as age 30. And though there is no cure, there is support. For help and information, contact the American Parkinson's Disease Association.
For everyone who ever marched to the beat.
777-K101, extension 777. From San Francisco to Oakland to San Jose, K101 cares about our community.
This is the home of your personal intuitive consultant, Sammy the Psychic.
I break the ultimate.
Sammy the Psychic on K101.
Welcome to K101. This is Sammy, and from San Mateo, we're talking with Rebecca. Hi.
Hi.
What's your question this evening?
Well, I recently, my daughter won a promotion to go and see a band at a local record store, and so we went, and there was an incident there that there was an indecent exposure incident in front of a bunch of kids, and no one stopped it.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not. And as a parent, I just wonder if all these other parents know when they drop their kids off what's really going on, and apparently they don't. But my question is, I've stirred things up a little bit.
I would have had him arrested.
Yeah, well, I'm working on that. I've stirred things up, and I'd like to know, first of all, what the outcome of my kids. I want to know if you think that I'm seeking counseling for them. But
well, I think that would be very wise.
Yeah.
Number one, because that, you know, a lot of times people, you know, blow it off as, oh, they see worse on TV. Well, you know, kids also are able to distinguish between, most of them that have a brain are able to distinguish between reality and fantasy.
Right.
And for an adult to behave in this fashion, especially, you know, I mean, it would be ridiculous to do this with adults around. It's absolutely unconscionable that this person would do something like this with children around.
And feel that it's okay.
Appropriate behavior, absolutely. Right. The first thing I would have done was had him arrested. I think that it's a very wise choice that you get your children into counseling. I would also, notify the station, and I would make them send out apologies. Plus, I would slap them with a lawsuit.
Well, I'm working on all of that. They're 11 and 14 year olds, where are my kids?
Mm-hmm.
They're the venue for this. You know, that's not what we went for,
mm-hmm.
and it happened, and no one stopped them.
Well, the thing is that he's breaking the law.
Yeah, and it was just accepted. As shocked as everyone was, it was accepted, and no one did anything about it. And, you know, I'm reaching down trying to cover my kids' eyes, and, you know, we got our autographs from the band and left. And then I started making my phone calls. And I, as a parent, I have no idea if any of these other parents realize, you know, what's going on. And the outcome, whatever it is I agree with you. I want an apology from everyone. And I
absolutely
want every single one of these people to apologize to my kids and let them know, you know what?
Absolutely. You know, I think not only do they owe you an apology, but they also should be accountable and liable for your counseling bills and, things of this nature. I mean, this is unconscionable. This is not something that you expect out of someone who is in the community that is representing, number one, a company, and representing, someone that children look up to. Because, you know, when you go out into the community, you're going out there as a role model. You know, because kids look up to people that are in the industry, radio or whatever, as something that they may want to grow up and become. And I think is that this is not something that someone should be silent on. This is actually something that, you know, I would be outraged. They're probably lucky that I wasn't there, because I wouldn't have been as nice as you.
Well, I'm not being nice, only I'm going about it the way that I think that it should be.
Yeah.
But I'm not going away, and they all know it.
Absolutely. Well, I think that you're going to win this, and so I'm going to encourage you to pursue it, and I also feel that there's going to be other parents that are going to back you in this. And so I would really, you know, start letting people know that what you're up to, because I don't think at this point people are aware.
You think I should call in the news stations? And
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Because I think that this person that exposed himself to children and everything, first of all, he should be dismissed. I don't think that he is responsible to his role. to the station, nor is he responsible to the community. And it doesn't sound like that he has any conscience about this, or he wouldn't have done it in the first place. And he doesn't have an understanding as to what is right and what is wrong. And what he did was wrong morally. Not only that, he broke the law.
Exactly. He needs to be accountable for his actions.
Absolutely.
These were junior high school and high school kids, and their reaction.
I wouldn't care if they were, adults. Unacceptable. Absolutely unacceptable. And I'm outraged that somebody in our industry, because we fight very hard and we work very hard in this industry to bring quality, to radio. And I'm just very upset that, that this happens. And I extend my apology from K101. I mean, this is nothing that we would ever support. And I'm
somebody
sorry.
Somebody hired this guy, and I
absolutely
find out who.
Absolutely. Well, I would start with the program director of that station.
Yeah. I've got my calls in.
Okay. Well, good luck to you, Rebecca, but it does look like you're going to win.
What I want to know is how do you think my kids are going to react?
Well,
they don't know what I'm doing.
I think that they're going to be proud of their mother. And I think they're going to be 100% behind you, but I don't feel that they're going to be willing right up front to go into counseling, but I would push that anyway, because a lot of times we don't realize the trauma that it will have at a later date.
Right.
And
the
so
long-term effect.
Absolutely. And so
well,
I think
that's what I'm concerned with.
Yeah, I would get them into counseling, and I think that that will nip anything from going anywhere.
Yeah.
Okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you, and I'm really sorry.
Yeah.
But thank you for calling us at K101.
Bye.
She's kind of spooky, but she's a lot of fun. Sammy the Psychic on K101.
There was an old lady who lived in a shoe.
Hello?
She had so many children, she...
takes them all to McDonald's.
Didn't know what to do.
We go to McDonald's, what do you get for?
Her cupboard
was... For instance, on one recent breakfast outing, we all had the Western Omelette Muffin Sandwich. Just 89 cents.
Pity the lady who lived in the shoe.
Don't be pitying us. Sometimes we'll have the McDouble or the McChicken Sandwich, also 89 cents each.
Lady, put a sock in it,
Have you met my husband, Bruno?
Hey, Bozo, you hitting on my old lady.
That concludes our nursery rhyme for today.
Prices and participation may vary. Did somebody say McDonald's?
You laughed with him. You cried with him. You fell in love with him. Now, you can have a drink with him. Introducing Eddie the Echo Collector Cups. Available for a limited time at participating McDonald's. Get one free with every large drink. Three different Eddie Cups to collect. Three special Eddie moments to cherish. Eddie the Echo. A man. A legend. And now, a beverage container.
Did somebody say McDonald's?
Hi, this is K101's Don Blue. Hello, hello. How would you like to win a trip for two economy class tickets to London from British Airways? It's easy. Join me with the K101 crew in Justin Herman Plaza on Friday, September 4th from 11 to 2. Dressed as your favorite space traveler creature. Dress up your kids to qualify, as long as an adult is with them. Then the judges will select the most creative costumes and select 50 winners on the spot. Each one will receive a pair of British Airways economy class round trips to London. So come on down on Friday, September 4th from 11 to 2 and join the fun. British Airways is celebrating the Year of the Concorde, and you can see the British Airways Concorde 98 Ride the Rocket exhibit at Absolute a la carte, a la part in Golden Gate Park all Labor Day weekend. And dress up to win the trip to London, Justin Herman Plaza, September 4th. Join the fun with British Airways and K101.
Shock. Total unadulterated shock. Then exhilaration. Grab you by the adrenal glands, exhilaration. Right back around to shock. Honest to goodness, shock. Then there's the laughter. But a shock. Mostly complete and utter shock.
The California Lottery. Who's next? Must be 18 or older to play. Jackpots paid in 26 annual payments, or players may choose the cash value payment in one lump sum.
You should play new Red Hot Sevens from the California Lottery. Lady Luck loves the sevens. For lucky is what you just might be.
Red Hot Sevens.
There is 2.5 more million added to the pot for fun. So playing these Red Hot Sevens is way better for everyone.
Red Hot Sevens.
Play Red Hot Sevens, the new way better scratcher. Must be 18 or older to play. Please play responsibly.
Love, career, relationships. You're listening to Sandy the Psychic.
Tickled to death.
Oh, good.
So it looks great.
Okay, great.
Okay, Julie, thanks for calling tonight.
Bye-bye.
At K101.
Sammy the Psychic on K101.
Hi, this is Sammy. I'm from Novato. We have Nancy. Good evening.
Hi, Sammy. It's nice to talk to you again. I sure love what you're doing. You're doing such a unique, wonderful thing.
Oh, well, thank you.
And can I ask you?